This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank forms task force to study and suggest ways for country's banking sector's overall reform and consolidation. Education Minister Raghuji Pant assures legal framework to keep school education authority with local governments. Maui Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says House deadlock ended to pass key bills, including civil service and school education. And Iran launches retaliatory strikes on Israel after nuclear site attacks, ones of targeting UK, US and French bases in the region if they help defend Israel. Now the news in detail. Nepal Rashtra Bank has formed a task force to study and suggest ways for the overall reform and consolidation of the banking sector of the country. The task force is led by Dr. Ebert Bahadur Karki, with the former banker Bhuvan Kumar Dahal as member and the executive director of the Banking and Financial Institutions Regulation Department of the Nepal Rashtra Bank as the member secretary. According to Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor's Office, with the term of 1 month, the task force has been given a mandate to make recommendations on the liberal but prudent banking policy regulations. Similarly, the task force has been asked to suggest the role that the banking sector should play in making economic activities fully viable, steps to be taken to make credit flow effective in rural areas, mergers and acquisition of banks and financial institutions. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant has clarified that a law will be formulated to ensure that the right to school education remains at the local level. In a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives today, Minister Pant said that the government has no plans to bring the school education to the centre. Minister Pant said that it would be appropriate to give the right to conduct SEE examination to the provinces. Meanwhile, Education Minister Pant also said that the government is moving forward to have the school education bill passed by the House of Representatives by the 29th of June. At a national dialogue program organized today on the sustainability and excellence of community campuses, Minister Pant clarified that the liability of the 9-point agreement raised with the teachers will be 8 billion rupees and that the government will bear its responsibility, but the demand for additional financial burden cannot be met. Minister Pant also said that the draft of the Higher Education Bill is ready in the ministry and the preparations are also being made to take it to the parliament as soon as possible. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Centre, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said that the 2-point agreement was signed with the ruling parties for the broader welfare of the country and people. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Chairperson Dahal mentioned that the deal was signed on the issue of forming a probe committee to investigate it into the visa scam. He argued that the House deadlock ended as key bills, including civil service and skill education, need to be passed by the House. The major infrastructure construction of the Guarco flyover has been completed. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal and a team of the Department of Roads made an inspection visit to the site today at the flyover construction area at Guarco of Lalitpur. On the occasion, Minister Dahal said that the construction of the flyover was delayed since it was a new case for Nepal. Likewise, Director General of the Department, Department of Roads, Dr. Vijay Jaisi said that the flyover would be ready for vehicle operations within some days. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Patel has stressed conservation of environment and pollution control during an EV rally organized by the Annapurna Media Network in Kathmandu today. Minister Patel informed that the government was making relevant policies and laws in view of climate change and its impact in the environment. He also expressed pride on recent conduct of the Sagarmatha Sambad as it was a medium to spread global message of climate change. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 hash, yeho upai. हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur of Dang has been waiting for the repair of Kong Tao the dialysis machine for over a year. 5 out of 14 such essential medical equipment to treat kidney patients are left in dysfunctional state. Dialysis section chief in the hospital, Lina Badel, informed that the machines left Kong Tao have created huge problems in regular treatment. The patients in need of dialysis visit the Rapti Hospital from Dang, Salyan, Rukum East, Rukum West, Rulpa and Pyutan districts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has struck Israel with barrages of missiles a day after Israeli onslaught against its nuclear and military facilities killed top generals and scientists. According to Al Jazeera, Iranian missiles have targeted sites across Israel, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens. In retaliation for continuing Israeli attack on Iran, Iran called on its citizens to unite in defense of the country as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to rise up against their government. Meanwhile, according to the BBC, Israel's defense minister has warned that Tehran will burn if Iran keeps firing missiles after both sides' actions strikes overnight. Iran warned the UK, US and France it will target their bases and ships in the region if they help stop the strikes on Israel, according to state media reports. Air raid sirens and explosions rang out across Israel through the night, with many residents holed up in bomb shelters until home defense commanders stood down alert. The death toll from the fiery crash of the London-bound passenger jet in Indian city of Ahmedabad climbed to 279 on Saturday as officials sought to match the DNA of victims with their grieving relatives. ABF News Agency cited a police source on Saturday as saying that 279 bodies had been found at the crash site in the western Indian city of Ahmedabad, making it one of the worst plane disasters of the 21st century. Emergency services kept up their recovery efforts on Saturday, removing a badly burnt body from the tailpiece before two cranes were brought in to remove the wreckage. At least 38 people were killed on the ground. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places of Sudhir Pashchim province, and at one or two places of Karnali province. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Kusi and Madhes provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank forms a task force to study and suggest ways for country's banking sector's overall reform and consolidation. Education Minister Raghuji Pant assures legal framework to keep school education authority with local governments. Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says House deadlock ended to pass key bills, including civil service and school education. And Iran launches retaliatory strikes on Israel after nuclear site attacks, warns of targeting UK, US and French bases in the region if they help defend Israel. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.onlineradionepal.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.